The Marquezan High School football team is gearing up for their season opener on August 20th as they head to Manawa as we bring in head coach John Dunleavy. Coach, through the first couple days of practice, what are your thoughts of your Hornets so far?
I think we're off to a good start. We have, from a numbers standpoint, of a lot of juniors and seniors, we're in the upper 20s when you combine those two classes together from a numbers standpoint. And we have a lot of experience coming back from the last year's team. So we're light years ahead of where we were last year, just in terms of experience and knowledge base, and try to get the kids to play a little faster every day.
Coach, coming out of that pandemic season of last year, how much off-season work were you able to get football-wise with your squad this year?
Just once the season was over, coming off of it, the biggest thing for us is pushing kids to play multi-sports and then get them in the weight room and try to get them stronger is kind of our philosophy at our school and program. So we have, you know, a lot of multi-sport kids on our team, and we had a lot of kids put in a ton of work to get a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, and we like where we're at right now.
Coach, you return a good core of kids on both sides of the football that had experience last year. Can I kind of talk about both sides and how that experience you hope helps you here in 2021?
Yeah. Defensively, we're bringing back 9 starters. We have, you know, a lot of our skill guys are back from last year, mostly all skill guys, probably at all levels, really. We're bringing back experience in big spots, so we've got all-conference guys coming back on defense as well. Offense, we're bringing back 9 starters as well. We've got all-conference quarterback, honorable mention, Ryan Math, there for us, with only as a junior this year, so we're looking for another jump out of him. To name one kid, we have, you know, our offensive line, we're bringing back 4 to 5 starters, which is a big thing for, you know, any team, just the continuity there. Devin Brooks is a first-team all-conference lineman last year, so, you know, as a leader of our team, we're looking for bigger things out of him. You know, hopefully he can repeat his performances of the last couple of years. Just as some staple positions there. Caleb Bianchi starting at fullback for us. Another really, really good athlete for us. He was a first-team guy on both sides of the ball last year. So we're looking for him to have a pretty good year for us. So, yeah, just to name a couple kids, I'd like to name all of them because I really think we have a lot of very good football players on both sides of the ball, but those are kind of some of the names who've been proven and done it for us. We're excited.
Coach, you mentioned bringing back. How important is it, you know, cohesiveness on the offensive line when you know the guys up front are coming back that have kind of worked together? How big is that for a football team year in and year out when you're not plugging new pieces in, especially up front where, you know, obviously a big part of the game is in the trenches?
Yeah, I mean, that's where it all starts, is on the line on both sides of the ball. And offensive line, you know, those guys really do have to work together as a unit. So just the fact that you bring that many back who've done it together are just going to be that much better, and they're that far ahead of the game just in terms of how they communicate together, the little nuances of the game that they already are picking up right where they left off last year, which is an exciting thing to see that they retain that information, and they're fired up to get after it. And those guys are, you know, offensive linemen are your true servant leaders, man. Those guys get no glory, and their sole job is to protect everybody else on the team. So you got to love those guys.
Coach, you have a scrimmage set for the 13th or 14th?
Yeah, the 13th. We are scrimmaging at Ripon. Just Ripon and us.
So what do you look for when you go into a scrimmage the week before the season? What do you look to get out of your team in those scrimmage situations?
The biggest thing is, you know, you just get to go thump against somebody else, because by that point, you're ready to go see what it looks like against somebody else, and you're probably eager to hit somebody different than your own teammates. That's one thing. And then we look at everybody, you know, a lot of different combinations of guys, and, you know, what do they look like when you actually go live against somebody different? Sometimes there'll be a kid who will turn your head here or there and be like, this kid can play, or, you know, so you look at that. We just try to give everybody a fair shot out there. You have an idea of who's where, but it's never anything is settled, you know. You got to go out there and get it done when you play somebody different. So we look at all that stuff and try to get everybody look and maybe even a couple different spots. Maybe we're not quite sold on where they belong yet. So we're still putting pieces in place at that point.
I know it's kind of a strange year coming in, you know, this year off of last year's uniqueness. But Eastern Suburban Conference, you have an early take on the Eastern Suburban Conference here this year?
Yeah. It's going to be tough. I mean, it's a good conference for us to be in. There's a lot of quality opponents there. I mean, Marshall won it last year. They're bringing back a lot of very good football players as well. A lot of their skill guys are back. I kind of liken our team to their team in terms of we both have a lot of highly skilled players. you know, Cambridge is year in, year out. They've been pretty solid the last few years. They bring a lot of guys back as well. So, I mean, those are probably, when you look at it as two heavies right there, I'd look at those two first. I really don't know much about Clinton. They're enrollment-wise a big school. They're coming from a bigger conference, so they're kind of a wild card in my eyes. I'm curious to see how they play in our league. Yeah, well, Waterloo, I was going to mention as well, is another one who, you know, they finished just above us last year. They're bringing back their tailback, who is a tough player. I mean, yeah, this thing's open for, you know, a couple of different teams to win it. We'll see what happens.
Coach, you open up at Manawa. I mean, what can you tell me about Manawa?
They're good. They're well coached. Brad Johnson's their head coach, and he does a great job. We've had him on the schedule the last few years. They've been a level two, level three type playoff team in the last few years. So they have consistency. They've been proven to make the playoffs and actually win a few ball games in the playoffs. So we're going to get tested week one with those guys.
Well, Coach John Dunleavy, Mark Kazan, I know we'll be chatting a few times as the season goes along, but I wanted to catch up with you early here as camp got going to see what was going on. Thanks for the time.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Wade.